There is a quote by a Zen master by the name of Huang Po that I frequently share with my students. It goes, "The foolish reject what they see, not what they think. The wise reject what they think, not what they see." Or, I might add, in the context of the next meditation we are going to do, "The wise reject what they think, not what they see, or directly, non-cognitively experience." If we truly let go of our beliefs and opinions about who we are, what do we discover? So I want to invite you to begin by closing your eyes and bringing your attention to the breath, feeling each in-breath and each out-breath as clearly and distinctly as you can, using the sensations of the breath as an anchor to hold your awareness in the body in the present moment. The first question is, where are your boundaries now? Do you have boundaries on present evidence? What is your shape at this time? Do you have a surface where you stop and your environment begins? What is the shape of that surface, that envelope which contains you? What envelope, what surface on present evidence? Do you have any shape now, let alone a human shape? How do you know that I'm not a wonderful magician that's turned you into an animal? How do you know I haven't done that? Perhaps I have. Without moving them, count your toes. Toes? What toes? Or your legs, for that matter. Do you have, on present evidence, any shape at all, let alone a human shape? Isn't it imagination which makes a human body here at this moment? Are you a thing in a great big environment? Or are you space or room or infinite capacity? Well, is it infinite? Can you find any boundaries to the environment, let alone to this non-existent nuclear object in it? How tall are you on present evidence? Don't you go on and on and on, upwards, sideways, downwards, frontways, backways? Is there any limit to you? And is there anything in the middle, any central object in this vast, limitless capacity which you are? You are the authority. Look to see. Another name for this capacity is silence. Are you not now the silence into which these sounds are dropping? The sounds come and go. Everything that changes dies. Sounds are born into your silence and die out of it. Silence itself, what can die there? Are you not silence for sounds? Just as you are now infinite space, capacity for all sorts of sensations like warmth, one or two little tensions, a sense of pressure somewhere. Lots of sensations, and they are all coming and going, aren't they? But are you coming and going? Then, of course, in this space, in this capacity, arising all the time, is a great succession of thoughts, of images, and ideas, clothed with feeling, arising here in this space, flourishing, disappearing. Thoughts and feelings are born, flourish, and die in the awareness, the awakeness of this great space. Is there anything here to perish? Isn't it like being an infinite television screen on which the program is sometimes tragic, sometimes comic, sometimes rough, sometimes mild? Shoot-ups, burnings are all going on without effect on the screen. You don't have to clean up or repair it after a Wild West program. Isn't this what you are like? This immaculate, infinite screen? What are you now but this awake, invulnerable capacity? On present evidence, what nationality are you? What is your name? Occupation? What are your qualifications on present evidence? Is there anything that survives here and now from those regions, the regions of your address, telephone number, and nationality, to tell you who you are? On present evidence, how old are you? Does age have any meaning now? On present evidence, what sex are you? Can you find anything at all, any of those characteristics with which you had identified so strongly? We build that little one up, spend our lives building a picture of who we are as human beings. Isn't it out there in your imagination? Is it who you really are at the center of your life? Isn't all that stuff peripheral and not given here and not given now? In other words, all that self-image which we had accumulated is not oneself. Who are you at this time on present evidence? What can you say? What do you need now to be yourself? Do you need any of that accumulated stuff to be yourself? If you needed it, wouldn't you feel discomforted now? Wouldn't you feel you had been robbed? How do you feel? How does it feel to be stripped of everything you had identified with, that you had spent so much energy and enthusiasm building up here, this personality, these achievements, these qualifications? How does it feel to be peeled of that stuff, to lose sight of it, to let it go, to have it taken away from you? Do you feel angry, disgusted, insulted? Do you feel you have come to a strange, dangerous, horrible place where you don't belong? Or do you feel that you have dropped many, many burdens, all burdens really, falling like leaves from a tree with such ease and with such readiness, and that you have come home to the place where at last you are unburdened of all things, the place which is your bedrock and your eternal home? Because if you feel that, I would say that you are awake to who you are. I put it to you that you are not, in fact, able on present evidence to say what you are, to say, I am this or I am that, giving answers such as nationality and name and age and sex and humanness and all those other things. if you could, it would be the death of you, because all that stuff dies. Like the morning dew, it perishes. But it's impossible now to find any of those things. What can you say? I suggest you can say one thing and one thing only. I am. Whose name is that? I am. Is that the name of the one who will perish? Or is it the name of the only one who will not perish? I am. This is your true identity, is it not? Is there a more prestigious, marvelous name to have than that? Do we deserve it? Are we built to that divine design? I am. And even beyond I am is too complicated. You rise with no help from the unspeakable, the unknowable, the mystery. Doesn't it feel absolutely in order, right, true, comfortable? Isn't this entry into our true nature? And haven't we been this all along, but we just didn't notice it? Isn't this our homecoming? You are the authority. Look to see. In a moment, we will flood the space with color and shape. Does your name change from I am when you flood the space with shape and color and movement? I suggest your name will still be I am, the name of the one who does not perish. Let's try it now. Open your eyes and flood your vision with the wonderful view. Your name remains, I suggest. I am.